Libyan revolutionary forces have reportedly entered a fugitive former leader Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. If so, it is unclear if they faced any resistance. There is still no word on Gaddafi's whereabouts, but many aides and members of his family have fled the country. Egypt's prime minister says the 1979 deal with Israel is not sacred and can be changed. Issam Sharaf says the deal has always been open to discussion. Calls to end the treaty have grown louder since the ouster of former President Hosni Mubarak. In Turkey, more than 1,000 anti-Israeli protesters have held a march ahead of a football game between Beşiktaş and Maccabi Tel Aviv. The protesters in Istanbul rallied amid a heavy police presence. They carried large banners that showed photos of the 9 Turkish activists killed by Israel last year. Israel has evacuated its diplomatic staff from the Jordanian capital Amman. The Israeli foreign ministry claims that the staff went home for the weekend as usual. Angry protesters earlier rallied against the U.S. and Israel outside the American embassy in Amman. They promised to break into the Israeli embassy later on Thursday. Fresh figures show an unexpected rise in the number of new jobless claims in the U.S. New claims for unemployment insurance climbed to 428,000 in the week ending September the 10th. Economists say more layoffs mean a decrease in consumer spending, which could lead to another recession. In Denmark, latest exit polls show left-leaning opposition coalition led by the Social Democrats have won the country's general elections. The vote would end Denmark's decade-long center-right rule. The Danish premier is under fire for his handling of the country's worst economic crisis in decades. And at least two crew members have died in a fire on board a cruise ship off the coast of Norway. The fire started in the engine room of the vessel, which was headed towards the polar circle. The blaze forced the evacuation of more than 200 passengers to a port in western Norway. And over 4,000 cases of dengue fever have been reported in Pakistan's Sindh province during the past 2 months. This following torrential rains. At least a dozen people have lost their lives due to the mosquito-borne disease. Poor hygiene and heavy monsoon rains are providing ideal breeding grounds for mosquitoes.